Limited, you're with one of the stars of the Melbourne team.
Yes, I am. Disco Turner. Now, the first thing I want to know is, where has disco come from? Because when I was at the D's a few years ago, that is exactly what they called you, and I want to know why.
Yeah, I've got this question a couple of times tonight. It came before I actually got to the D's. My mates back home sort of taking the piss out of me at first. Like, two left feet, I can't dance to save my life. So they're like, look, we'll call you Disco Dan sort of thing. At first, I didn't like it, and I'm like, and they just kept driving it, as any good mates do. I just had to embrace it. Now I don't mind it. All the boys here call me it. I don't think anyone actually knows my real name.
Well, you certainly embraced it tonight because you had a wonderful performance. How did it feel out there? Three goals, and you were absolutely prolific up in that forward line.
Thank you. It felt unbelievable. Look, the boys up the ground were doing all the work, and I was just lucky to get on the end of them. Such a privilege to play in a game like this, and just trying to cherish it and, you know, go out there and just have fun. So it was an enjoyable night.
Hey, Dan, Tony Shaw up here. Well done on your game, mate. But just tell us about that first half, will you? Because everybody look at it. First time I've been in the media centre at halftime, they're all laughing about just the mistakes. Was the pressure that high?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, as I said, it's an absolute privilege playing a game like that. And there's always a bit of perceived pressure as well. And, you know, Tigers are a good defensive team, so... You know, I felt the pressure a little bit, but I felt like came in at halftime, reset, and just went again.
Just tell us about your role over the night. What was your specific role? Did well leading up the ball carrier and you had to kick three goals. What I liked about it, you look like you got enormous confidence in your ability to finish.
Yeah, look, I was just lucky to get on the end of him, and my role was sort of just, you know, second, third tall, just try bring it to ground on market, and, you know, if I don't mark it, let the little guys go to work, but... As I said, like, the boys up the ground in the midfield, Big Maxi up there, he was unbelievable, giving them first access, and I was just lucky to get on the end of him.
Is that a normal sort of role for you, Disco? Have you played much forward?
I used to play a lot forward in my juniors. I've been a defender ever since getting to the Demons, and just over the last couple of weeks, I've switched down forward. So, you know, people like Greg Stafford, Simon Goodwin, you got Bailey Fritsch, Van Ruin, Petty, like, they've made me feel so comfortable down there going into a new role. I couldn't thank them enough. Like, they've been unbelievable.
Well, good lad. That's good, hopefully. But I'm sure you could probably like to think that being that third tour, you could also swing back if required.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Daniel, appreciate your time on 3RW. You were a joy to watch tonight. I'm glad Libby was able to give us the inside word about Disco Turner and we could work it in.
I was saying it all night.
We were able to work it into the broadcast, mate. No doubt there will be many more.
Can he dance now?
I've got two left feet, so if you want me to dance, I'll make a goose out of myself.
And if you're kicking the goals like you did tonight, I'm sure you can dance anytime. Dan, congratulations and good luck for the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Daniel...